And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A recent headline in the Daily Journal read, World Surf League applies for permit to host Mavericks. Local organizers up for a fight. Just prior to that story, Bay Area broadcaster and now KHMB correspondent Peter Finch did a podcast interview with longstanding Mavericks pioneer Jeff Clark.
My name is Jeff Clark. I grew up here in Half Moon Bay and was the first guy to paddle out and surf Mavericks.
Yeah, when was that? I mean, it's been a few years now, but did you just kind of look out and go, look at those waves and head out?
No, you know, family built their first house here in 66, right on the beach in Miramar, and the beach became my playground, and I got a surfboard. Next thing you know, I'm surfing and getting better, and the better I got, the more my vision looked at the horizon to try and find I looked at the horizon looking for the next big wave or the next wave or another wave, another perfect wave. And so with the beach as my playground from the time I was 10 years old, we surfed every nook and cranny on this coast, and we would surf it until it scared us, and then we'd get different boards or we'd wait until we got better, or we just kept pushing it. And I was one of the guys that just kept pushing it, trying to get better, surfing Ross's Cove at 15 feet at 15 years old. And those are the numbers I remember, because, wow, if they can ride 15 feet in Hawaii at 15 years old, I remember a picture in a mag, and I wanted to keep up. Yeah. And so paddling out to Ross's Cove, 15 years old, in real big surf by myself, and having to swim all the way back in because my leash broke, and I'm there by myself. So swimming out in the ocean, being offshore by myself, started at an early age. And so as the better I got into high school, when on the really big days, we worked in the lab those days. School was off for big surf. We would go out and we'd watch Ross's Cove. And when Ross's Cove was closing out, we could see Mavericks off in the distance. And back then you could drive around and park at the beach at Mavericks. And we'd go up on the cliff and we'd watch the waves for hours on end. And people think that Mavericks is the first big wave that I surfed. It wasn't. I tried to ride everything. By the time I was 15, 16, 17, I was paddling into as big a surf as I could find. We saw Mavericks off in the distance. Many times you look at Mavericks and it's stormy and just out of control. Finally, my ability caught up with my vision of surfing Mavericks. And the day showed up where the conditions were perfect. And it's like, Brian, today's the day that we got to do this. And he goes, I'm not going out there. And we went back down to the car and got our boards and we walked. I go, at least come with me. Bring your board. You know, it might be okay from the other side. It might look different. And he wasn't having any of it.
Okay. What year was this?
1975.
And I'm sorry, but riding waves that big is badass. But what did you get out of it? What, you know, why did you want to tackle these huge waves? Was it just a pure adrenaline rush?
No. Surfing big waves for me was very calculated. And every time you take off on a big wave, it's a test of everything you know about surfing. It's a test of your intuition, your instinct, your training, and your ability. That was And, well, I'm forgetting the most important part, the fun of riding waves.
Well, and the fact that there are so few people that can ride waves that big, and yet you're one of them, had to be very satisfying.
I didn't know I was, well, to ride big waves was satisfying, very satisfying. Trying to get my friends to ride big waves with me was very frustrating. And I found that over the years, I would talk till I was blue in the face to try and get people to go surf with me, and they wouldn't go. Back in 1975, this is a little farming community in a fishing village. Mavericks wasn't on the map yet. Half Moon Bay wasn't on the map yet. They had just started the pumpkin festival. So Half Moon Bay is known for a pumpkin festival. Well, now it's known for one of the biggest waves in the world.
Mm. Is it true Mavericks is named after a dog you had?
It wasn't my dog. It was Alex Matienza, who passed away a few years ago. His roommate had the dog named Maverick. And the original Maverick surf spot was inside the rocks of Mavericks, and they surfed it in the summertime, and it's like a little Waikiki in there, but it's a little rockier. But the dog would swim out off the beach, and they'd tie him back up on the beach. But the original Maverick surf spot was 2 to 3 foot on the biggest days.
What changed it?
This kid from Half Moon Bay changed it.
Yeah. Your parents, did they know their teenage son was tackling these huge waves, and were they concerned at all?
No. Well, I figured it was on a need-to-know basis with parents. You know, I'd say, well, going surfing, Mom. She said, be careful. I said, I will. She wasn't until, I think, Riding Giants came out that she saw the size of the waves I was riding, and she goes, Jeffrey, you didn't tell me you were riding waves like this. And, you know, I said, yeah, but it's all good, Mom. You said, be careful. I was.
So now it's become this big competition, gets all kinds of attention. They're calling it, what, Titan of Mavericks. Now, what do you think of what it's become?
I like where it's going. I like that the group that has come together to create Titans of Mavericks is focused on taking care of the surfers, taking care of the community, and making this a renewable resource for everyone. The surfers don't really have any other place to showcase their talents. Mavericks is the best big wave in the world that you can get next to. For paddle and surfing, it's not only the most challenging, it's the best and probably one of the most dangerous as well. But we've got a pretty good handle on it. It's up to Mother Nature whether we're able to hold this event every year. And unfortunately, she didn't throw us a bone this year. So we're going to open the window of November 1st next year, and we'll have the whole winter to pick that good swell and get it done.
The fact that the name Jeff Clark is almost synonymous with Mavericks, and up on the bluff there's like a plaque of you, you know, as you look out toward Mavericks. Do you think that's all pretty cool?
It's pretty cool. I'm really stoked. I couldn't be more proud. What Mavericks has done is really showcase the best big wave riders in the world. And it's given California or the West Coast a place where these guys can come and train and hone their skills and find out if they really have got what it takes. And we found that the guys that surf Mavericks really well, their ability travels really well. So they can take their abilities that they've honed in at Mavericks and go to anywhere in the world and feel pretty confident that they're going to be successful.
You've got a surf shop down in the harbor there. Do you have a website if people want to track you down?
Yes, we do. We have a website, jeffclarkmavericks.com. And if you get into Half Moon Bay, come into Pillar Point Harbor, get some fresh fish, some crab, and maybe a Mavericks tea.
Jeff, thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Peter Finch, KHMB correspondent, with an interview with Mavericks pioneer Jeff Clark. And that's our feature story of the week. And this is Jim Henderson with a personal thank you for listening. The radio magazine continues with another ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Destination 1990. Next on your hometown station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United American Bank put a lot of trust into our business. They know our history and how we run our business.
When you need customized business banking solutions, count on United American Bank to come through for you. The experienced bankers at United American Bank take the time to help you achieve your business goals. From checking and cash management services to commercial loans and wealth management, they have the products and expertise to help you grow your business.
They're very fast. They're very accurate. They make it easy to do banking. And to me, that's simply better banking.
United American Bank is proud to invest its resources in community businesses and organizations to grow our economy and our future. Bay Area businesses and families count on United American Bank to help them achieve their goals. You can too.
I've put a lot of trust into them, and they're just good people to bank with.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank for simply better business banking. United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.